Poetry can express a feeling and convey ideas. For educators, the literary device is used to help students build vocabulary and reading skills. And as WUSF's Kathy Carter reports, for one classroom in Sarasota, poetry is also a place.
In a courtyard gazebo at Booker Middle School, dozens of kids wearing berets are eating cake. Parents and assorted family members mingle with school staff when creative writing teacher Joanna Fox arrives, brandishing a giant pair of scissors. A ribbon is stretched across her classroom door.
First of all, I want to thank you guys for all coming out tonight. And it's huge to me that you guys are here to share in this. Here we go.
The occasion for this ribbon-cutting ceremony is to celebrate the grand reopening of Booker Middle School's Coffee House Classroom, otherwise known as the Dragonfly Cafe.
We drink tea every day, one lump of sugar or a teaspoon of honey. And it's just a place where everyone is comfortable to pursue their thoughts and their relationships with other people.
Inside the classroom cafe, quotes from famous writers adorn the walls, kitschy labs sit on tabletops, and there are vintage typewriters the students use to create their work. The cafe furniture is all brand new, purchased with money Fox received for winning the Maya Angelou Teacher Award for Poetry last November. One night each quarter, the community is invited into the classroom for a live poetry reading. Eighth grader Lucian Cristinzio kicks off the festivities.
Hello, and welcome to the brand new, renovated Dragonfly Cafe. A lot more space with which to service you today. So I welcome you, one and all, to the grand reopening of the Dragonfly Cafe.
During school days at the Dragonfly Cafe, Fox's creative writing class starts with a processing circle where kids can share their thoughts and feelings. Next, students grab their notebooks and free write based on a word or scenario their teacher has written on the chalkboard. About 15 minutes later, it's time for the young poets to stand up and read what they've created.
Masterpiece by Annabelle True. Masterpieces, they're everywhere, from the deepest of nature to the promise of man. Indeed, this is the evidence of who I have been, who I am, and who I wish to become.
In class, the curriculum is designed for students to analyze themes, interpret words and phrases, and assess how a point of view shapes the text. And for Annabelle, poetry is also a confidence booster.
It gave me a form of expression that I didn't have before.
And Dragonfly Cafe exists not only in this classroom. Throughout the school year, the young poets pack up those vintage typewriters and take their act on the road at gatherings throughout the community. At a recent event at Art Ovation Hotel in downtown Sarasota, patrons could pick out three strips of paper from a jar, each with a word written on them. Then students use those three words to write a poem on the spot. Like this one from Lucian Cristinzio.
Gold dust falls slowly, dripping from the yellow sun. Summer has woken.
Lucian says a lot of people think that poems are just about rhythm and rhyme, but
you can write all kinds of poetry, free-form poems, haikus, stackus, make your own kind of poems. I just think the poem is something that comes from the heart.
His teacher, Joanna Fox, echoes that sentiment. So beyond learning about stanzas, syllables, and similes, she says most of all, Dragonfly Cafe is about expression and how to use words to engage with the world. It's something she says is more important than ever for generations raised on social media.
As our kids get further and further away from the human experience, if we can immerse them in the arts and get them thinking and being aware, it's the thinking that's important in literacy.
For emphasis, Fox points to her favorite quote, which is painted on the wall above her desk. The one that reads, "Words will take you places. How far do you want to go?" I'm Kathy Carter, WUSF 89.7 News.